This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, how often can you see across America on a street corner, under a bridge, on a highway overpass, or in front of a store, a person who claims to be poor, with a sign asking for charity from people who can lend a helping hand in a time of need? And they hold these signs stating, homeless and hungry, have no food or money, or I'm a veteran, got no home to go to, God bless. They always appeal to the emotions. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that really do need the help. I really do believe that there is. But I believe that a majority of Americans that are asking for help don't want to help themselves. And I want to tell you, the case in point in which I'm speaking of right now is this morning coming back from the airport. I'm telling you, friends, day after day, you drive by these same places and you see them at the top of the bridge holding up a sign, and it states that they need help. And while they're holding up that sign, friends, keep in mind they got brand new pants on, brand new shoes, big smiles on their faces in many cases, like the ones that I seen today. As a matter of fact, the ones that I seen today on top of the bridge happens to be a woman and a man. One's on one particular part of the bridge, and the other one is in the center part of the bridge. Both of them are working together. Now, for those that do not know, you know, Scripture clearly tells us that, and by the way, it's a commandment in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. I mean, how many of these people are being enabled to stay exactly where they're at because people that don't have enough common sense? Hey, by the way, let me say it this way before I offend, lest I offend anybody for the wrong reasons, which I intend not to do ever. How did you get the money to help them? You had to go out and get a job, right, and work. Have you ever noticed that a lot of these people that are asking for help are very, very able-bodied? Have you noticed that they're in shape, many of them, and they just don't want to work? It looks like they just got up out of bed and figured, I'm going to go make $400 to $600 again today off the ignorance of the American people. Folks, I want to tell you something. These people are the worst kind. When they don't actually want to help themselves, but they want you to help them, enable them to stay where they're at. Now, I can, in all honesty, tell you of other times where I've seen people that needed help. And I'll even give you a story. I remember one time we were touring in Missouri back in the late 90s, and I had a $5 per diem. We were touring across the United States of America, from Louisiana, Texas, coming backwards, to Oklahoma, to Kansas City, to Iowa, to Minneapolis. And a $5 a day per diem means that I had $5 a day to eat on. And that's when we would end up in the Waffle House, because if you ended up eating your whole plate of food, you could get another free plate of food. And I was just a rack of bones during that time. And interestingly enough, when we were in Missouri, I remember going up a approach, and it took us up on the upside of a bridge in Missouri in the city, and there was this guy that had a sign asking for help. And he looked like a younger guy, probably in his 30s at that time. I was in my 20s. And I remember rolling down the window, and I said, "Dude, do you really need help?" And he said, "Yeah, I really need help." I said, "You haven't eaten anything?" He said, "No." He was skinny, too. And I remember looking at him and saying to him, "Hey, well, let me ask you something. Now, if I give you this $5, that's all I've got," I told him, "you promise you're going to go inside of that store and grab something to eat?" And he said, "Yes," he would do that. What he didn't know is my bass player was inside of that store as well. So I gave him that $5. And when I gave him that $5, guess what he did? He went inside of the store looking for someone to buy a dime bag from so he could buy drugs with. And I didn't find this out until I was on the other side of town. And I'll tell you what, it hurt my feelings excruciatingly. And I swore that I would never do that again, because when I was 18, I did it again at a McDonald's, and I'll never forget this one as well. I remember I had enough money to go get something to eat, and I had a little extra. And I remember this guy was standing at a McDonald's in North Minneapolis. It's kind of the thuggery part of town. And that's where I was raised. And while I was sitting there, he came up and said, "Hey, could you buy me a fillet of fish?" And I said, I'll tell you what, if I give you this $5, are you going to go inside and get a sandwich? And he said, "Yep." And so I gave him the $5. He didn't go inside of the store. He went to the next car behind me and asked them for money as well. See, you also got to pay attention to the facts. If they're not looking for drugs, look around and see if there's a liquor store close by too, because they like to go right there. I've seen that over and over and over again. They need your help to keep them on the bottle. And there's too many people out there that don't think this through, but you're actually enabling them to go back right back to that liquor store so they don't have to work tomorrow, because tomorrow someone else is going to give him another $5 or $10 or $20 to the equivalence of $400 to $600, so he doesn't have to go to work that day neither. And I've seen that as well. But going back to this McDonald's experience, I got out of the car. And I told him, I said, "Listen, dude, I want you to give me that $5 back." And he said, "No way." I said, "You said you were going to go get a fillet of fish." And at this point in my life, I wasn't asking for permission to be a nice guy to this guy, because he just I felt ripped off. I felt violated. So I literally got this guy on the ground, and I was stomping on his hand, to get my $5 back. This guy was not giving it up. And I think someone came out and broke it up. But there was that one done and over with. Going forward again, I remember another guy. This is before I became wise to the game, because I was a welfare kid, so I knew what it was like to really lack, to really want. You kind of look for other people that understand where you came from. Well, you want to help them as well, and that's exactly what I did in my foolishness, because every time I did it, literally, it backfired. We were in North Minneapolis, right off on the crossover on Broadway Avenue in 94 on downtown Minneapolis. It's called the Warehouse District. And I remember this guy was asking, he claimed to be a veteran, a Vietnam veteran, and he was asking for help too. And I said, he said he was willing to work for food is what he said. So I said, "Why don't you go across the street over to Wendy's and I'll buy you something to eat right now." And on the other side of the street, there was a liquor store. So this is when I was becoming wise to their little game. He wanted nothing to do with the food. He was just looking for the money to go to the liquor store, but he just wasn't telling people. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
I'm going to get into more detail highlighting blessed poverty. Give me more. Only in America. Just think about this, folks. The street beggars are getting wealthy off the enablers. Think about this. The street beggars are getting wealthy off the ignorance of the enablers. Scripture is clear when it says, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." That should be inscripted right above that illegal building in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and it's all across the country, namely the welfare buildings. Just think about this, Americans that work. Welfare recipients live off those that work. Your government is illegally taking your tax dollars and giving it to those that do not want to work. Think about that. Taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots. That is creating dependency, America. So again, don't complain about what you tolerate. Going back to the first segment, I was in North Minneapolis, right on the crossway from Broadway in 94 East and West in downtown Minneapolis. It's called the Warehouse District. And there was an older guy there at that time. I was young again. I was probably about 20 years old. And I didn't have a lot neither, so I knew what it was like to have lack. So when I seen other people need help, I wanted to be there to help them. And again, keep in mind what I said during the first segment. Every time I did it, it completely backfired. It literally backfired every single time. And this guy had a sign where he was asking for help. And, you know, of course, he was a veteran. And it said, "God bless you." And I rolled down my window and I said, "Hey, dude, why don't you go on the other side? There's a Wendy's right across the highway here. I'll take you over there for lunch. I'll get you something to eat." And he looked at me and he said, I don't want anything to eat." I said, "Well, guess what? That's what your sign says." And I said, "Are you telling me that's all you want is money?" And I said, "I bet that liquor store over there has nothing to do with you wanting only the money." And of course, the light turned green, so I had to leave. But I'm telling you what, friends, I really lay this on people. And many times I'll even roll down my window and just stop there until they feel, and many times until they're uncomfortable with me saying, hey, dude, I got a question for you. Why don't you go get a job, okay? And how is it that you're so poor, you have these brand, I mean, I've seen these guys with brand new boots on. More expensive than my little $20 slip-ons. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, I'm working how many hours a day, and this guy's over there begging for money, and you have these idiots giving him money, enabling him, so he doesn't have to go to work. And isn't it funny how they always seem to have a cigarette hanging out of their face? Hey, friends, you are aware that a pack of cigarettes is, what, $7, $8, and $9 now? So you see what they're doing? Folks, they need your help so bad, they need another drag off a cancer stick, and you're enabling them to get that, or a bottle of booze. And because that's really what it comes down to. And again, I've seen this over and over and over again. Blessed poverty, give me more. Many years ago, they did a report in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I think it was Carol Levin that actually did it, to their credit. And they noticed the same people loitering and walking up and down the streets and asking for money and how they were dressed, how they were well taken care of. Well, it's interesting to note, they found that on average, they were making $400 to $600 a day begging the American people to help them, enable them, so they don't have to go out and get a job like the guy that had to work to give the money to the person that said they needed the help. Isn't that a sad day in America? Here, I got some audio from a young lady. She is a fake beggar. And by the way, if you go on YouTube, there is fake beggar scams busted all over the place. Now, again, keep in mind, I'm not saying don't help people. Paul in the Bible, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, said, listen, like you, we have not forgotten the poor. Listen, I'll be the first one to put my hand out, and I got more stories to tell you before the end of the show, namely one in Washington, D.C., which was a godsend for me and for him. In that order, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. But I want to play some audio, and it's just audio for you, but I can watch the video here. It's a fake beggar scam, and it's a young lady, probably in her 20s. She's a pretty lady. She's got a scarf on, sunglasses. She's skinny. She's bent over. She's got a purse hanging over the back of her shoulders and a long black coat on and baggy pants. So you can see she is dressed for the occasion. I mean, if you want to talk about an actor playing the part, this is exactly what she did. Now, again, listen to the details concerning this audio. If there's anything that you need to know that needs to be filled in as far as the blanks, I'll give it to you. Listen to this carefully. Fake beggar scam busted.
Just how genuine are those people you see on the street asking for a handout? Day after day, we watch this sad, pathetic woman hobbling on crutches and shaking her cup for donations. And boy, did her cup runneth over.
Yeah, here you go, okay?
Her territory was the Avenue of Avenues, Fifth Avenue, where stores like Gucci, Prada, and Tiffany's attract wealthy and apparently generous shoppers. One after another, we saw them dropping cash into her cup. On busy days, she averaged an amazing 50 donations an hour.
An hour.
She certainly looks like a sad and desperate lady, but we were a little suspicious, so we followed her. Here she is, getting off a bus in Queens and hopping into a minivan. But it's a totally different looking woman that emerges when the van pulls over. Why, it's a miracle. Here she is, walking perfectly fine. And of course, the crutches are gone.
She's walking, no crutches, nothing.
Our cameras rolled as night after night, we saw her crossing streets, maneuvering upstairs, meeting up with friends, and even doing a little shopping.
Stuck on her cell phone, got her Uggs on.
So how does she do it? When it's time to go to work, she changes into her work clothes in the back of this van. Voila, she's ready for another day of bent-over bogus begging. Later that morning, she told our producer, wearing a hidden camera, she hurt her back in a car accident.
What happened?
Accident.
Accident?
I decided it was time to ask her a few questions.
We've been watching you the last few days, and you don't really need those crutches, do you? We saw you this morning walking perfectly fine.
But like any good actor, she never broke character.
Look, the jig is up. Why don't you just walk normally like you did this morning?
Yeah, that's the gist of it, friends. And over and over and over again, this is exactly what you'll see. You know, folks, I've also noticed that these poor people, almost without fail, as I said earlier, have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. Or a bottle of booze. You go to South Minneapolis, folks, you're almost guaranteed to see some of these people sitting on the side of the road begging for money. And if you look at a short distance, like under a bridge, you'll see two or three of them waiting in line to take their turns as they're sucking on a bottle. And there's people that enable these people. And sometimes, and this is not a stretch of the truth in any sense of the word or the imagination, sometimes you'll even see these people get some money and have lottery tickets in their hands. I mean, these are the worst of people. They really are. As I shared with you earlier, not too long ago in the state of Minnesota, a news outlet did a piece concerning the poor that were out on the streets and found that these people were making up to, again, $400 to $600 a day. Not bad for a poor person's day of working the sympathies of the American people. Just this morning, when I was driving up the bridge and I seen that woman and that man, I simply stopped for a red light. I don't think I was stopped for more than 15 seconds. She was smiling big and bright. Nice clothes on. A little overweight, which is, by the way, a testimony against her, her unwillingness to work. And then as I looked at her friend across the street, see, they had to get them either when they get off the bridge or in passing. So they'd stand there at the stoplights, shamefacedly with a smile on their face, begging for money. During that 15-second stand, I looked over and sure enough, someone stops and gives this man some money to put in his pocket. And keep in mind, these are the same people that I seen there just a couple of days ago. And of course, they're going to go back day after day after day after day because they know that people are going to enable them so they don't have to work. I honestly, if they really don't need the help, they belong behind bars for working the sympathies of the people. Because honestly, again, before God, I don't think there's a worse sort of person out there. Giving people help that don't want to help themselves. And again, before God, who's the problem? The one begging for the money or the one enabling him so he doesn't have to go out and keep the commandments of God? Found in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. We're talking about blessed poverty. Give me more. We're going to continue this train of thought in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Again at the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. Also got a brand new video coming out today exposing Snopes.com, an embezzler, Dominatrix, or a Dom. How much time did I spend on this? Dominatrix, Dominatrix, whatever you want to call it, and a hooker. The owner is an embezzler. We also found out that Snopes.com is also an CIA operation, and they are the fact checkers appointed by none other than Facebook. And it's interesting that Mr. Michelson, the CEO of Snopes.com, said there's no standard to go by when it comes to the facts. You have revisionists that have been called, listen carefully, fact checkers. Okay? Got a brand new video coming out on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, or put Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean. Just put any one of those words in there. They're the catchphrase that will pull you to the page. Check it out on YouTube. Brand new video coming up today on Snopes.com exposing them for who they are. As well, friends, if you'd like to give us a call at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a whole lot of that going on. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, said the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson. Love the quote. Talking about blessed poverty, give me more. Blessed poverty, give me more. Again, 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." We just played some audio during the last segment of a woman that was hunched over. Folks, she was making, I guarantee you, she was making thousands of dollars a day off the enablers. Now, folks, she was pretty convincing, okay? I'll give it to her for that. And I'll give it to those that were helping her. But you just got to stand back sometimes and discern a situation and check people out. Don't just take them for face value. Just check them out. Just like this investigative team did. They were watching her day after day, and they began to film her when she'd leave her stage of begging from the people for help because she was poor and she was crippled. Well, once she got on the bus, then she ended up going to her nice little minivan, a newer minivan. And then they seen that she'd change her clothes and then get out, and she was this pretty young woman. And then they followed her shopping in the highest, upper echelon of the wealthy concerning their stores in New York City. She'd go shopping with her friends off the money that she just made off those that were giving her the money because they felt sorry for her, not knowing who she really was. That's all I'm calling it out for, friends. I'm, again, not saying don't help people that need help. But remember, God helps those that help themselves. And if they're not helping themselves, I wouldn't help them either. Or if they're helping themselves to the point where that's all they can do, that's where we come in to help, friends. That's what this is all about. I want to show you how poor America is. Blessed poverty, give me more. Did you know that 80% of the poor in American households, did you know that they have air conditionings in their homes? Air conditioners, sorry. 80% of the poor in American households have air conditioners. In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had air conditioners. How poor are they? 92% of poor households have a microwave, 2/3 have at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor people in America have a VCR. Of course, these are a little bit older concerning statistics, but you're getting the picture. 92% of poor households have a microwave, 2/3 have at least one DVD player, and 70% during this time of those that called themselves poor had a VCR. I remember as a welfare kid, we couldn't afford a VCR. I remember that. As a matter of fact, we couldn't afford a lot of things. I mean, for us to get new shoes, that would happen once, twice a year if we were lucky. And I'm not, in any sense of the word, trying to get anybody to feel sorry for me. Listen to me. I worked myself out, okay, of where I was. Because I wasn't going to settle for what my parents settled for, namely my mom. But I remember there was a lot of things that we couldn't afford. I mean, for us to go out to eat, McDonald's was like the bomb, right? Arthur Treacher's was like a special treat. Burger King was like McDonald's. We hardly ever, never, ever went there. I mean, to go to a Mr. Steak back in the 70s and 80s when I was a little kid, that was a huge treat. To go to Ruth Chris's, to go to Manny's, to go to Red Lobster, no way. Unheard of. You ain't going there, dude. We're not even close. Not even close to being able to afford to eat at a place like that. I remember VCRs when they first came out, going back to which, highlighting the statistic, VCRs, I remember they were very expensive when they first came out, like $800. The only people that could afford a VCR is those that lived in houses. We were raised in apartments. You just didn't have those back then. 75% of the poor in America
have a car or a truck. Listen to me again. 75% of the poor in America have a car or a truck. 31% of the poor have 2 to 3 cars. Did you hear that? Again, going back when I was a kid, when we were on welfare, my mom had an older, beat-up car, and my mom was a workaholic. And I'm telling you what, that was one thing that I respected my mama for, is she worked. She didn't have something to do, she found something to do. Well, that apple didn't fall too far from the tree concerning this boy. But how is it that 75% of them that claim to be poor in America have a car or a truck, and 31% of the poor have 2 or 3 cars? Blessed poverty, give me more. You know, you look up statistics in New York City, do you know that you're better off on welfare than you are working a job? There's something wrong with that system, boy. That's dependency. Cloward piving, it's going to break the system sooner or later financially. And you're going to wish those that sit around and do nothing and live off the backs of workers? I want to tell you something. First of all, the workers shouldn't allow it, okay? That being said, those that are living off the backs of others that are working, keep in mind it's going to fall on you sooner or later. You reap what you sow. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during this year because they could not afford food. I know that you're told by, you know, organizations just the exact opposite, but I'll tell you what, being a welfare kid in North Minneapolis, which it doesn't get any worse in many cases and scenarios, friends, I never seen it. I mean, we may have been hungry, but there was always someone that had a bag of Doritos, or there was, you know, something laying around, like a Totino pizza, whatever the case is. We were always fed. But 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. They were taken care of. I want to tell you this because this one chaps my hide too. I've even noticed people that they're construction workers. They have their own individual companies. And I noticed that even during the winter time, if they don't work, they'll just look to get workers' compensation. And remember what Nancy Pelosi said some time ago under Barack Hussein Obama, because the American people weren't awake to what Obama was doing. He was creating dependence in the United States of America. Remember, they wanted to give those that were, you know, they were told they were laid off. They just didn't want to get a job. That's what I've seen, by the way, more than not. If you'd like to call in and tell me a story otherwise, please do. 1-866-582-9933. But I remember, and I've seen it several times, where I've seen these construction workers, if they don't get work, they'll just go back on workers' compensation because they can receive the benefits for up to 99 weeks. And keep in mind, those that take the bait, keep in mind, you're the ones that are being used to break the system in this country. But how many times I've seen these guys, they didn't have to push. Matter of fact, when you'd try to get a bid from them, they'd almost look for an excuse as to why they couldn't do the job. It's because they didn't want to do the job, because it's easier for them to just go down to workers' compensation, file the papers, and get a check for sitting around on their big behinds watching TV while their country's being destroyed. The worst of men. They really, truly are the worst of men. Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, 63.7%, have cable or satellite television. That is one thing I've always noticed. Well, you know, you are what you eat. You've heard that being said before, right? You feed, what you feed on is exactly what you become. A bunch of lethargic, entertained fools. 63.7% have cable or satellite television. I don't even know. We don't have television in my home. We watch a lot of documentaries, true stories. I love history. But to know what cable or satellite has to offer, I'm guessing here 200 to 300 television stations and radio stations. I mean, no wonder why your country's being destroyed. You're being entertained to death. Keep in mind, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. Be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about blessed poverty, get me more. Some things that I've seen this morning and addressing them that jacks me up, friends. That means it makes me angry, especially when you're seeing this overweight woman with these nice clothes on, standing on a corner, talking about how she's broke and has no home. You know she's flat out lying to you. I just seen her there the other day, doing the same thing. And for the 15 seconds that I was at a stand on the light, on the ramp, so I could get over the bridge, she had a man with her on the other side who was receiving money from some enabler. Did you know that half of the poor in America have personal computers? It's probably more than that now. I was just highlighting the fact that nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, 63.7%, have cable or satellite televisions. Wow! Wow! Just under half of all the poor in America have internet access. You know that's a thing of the past. Because remember, Barack Hussein Obama wanted to give everybody a free phone on your dime? Boy, how is that constitutional coming from this foreign sodomite criminal that the people tolerated for 8 years? A constitutional scholar violating the law over 1,180 times, and the American people let him do it because Barack said he was. So therefore, he must be. right? One-third of the poor in America have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. One-third of the poor in America have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. Wow. No wonder why they don't do anything. They don't have to do anything. One in every four people have a digital video recorder such as TiVo, T-I-V-O. I've seen this before. I'm not up to par with it. Forgive me. Blessed poverty, give me more. A direct violation, folks, of Scripture. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Exactly. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, check it out. One in every four people have a digital video recorder. That's expensive stuff, folks. Now you just have them on your phones. And finally, the average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. Let me say that one more time. The average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. So I guess what begs the question here is, how poor is America? She's not. You know, let me step out. Call me crazy. Isn't it interesting how we're told that we're trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt? But isn't it interesting how we see these politicians enter office and they're broke and they leave millionaires? Isn't it interesting how we're told by these same people that make paper money how we're in debt? And as long as the American people consider the fact that maybe we are in debt, I'm trying to get away from that for a moment because I don't believe that America is in debt. Because there's a lot of wealth in this country, let me tell you. But isn't it interesting that everywhere you go, we're building? Oh, Bradley, that's off credit. I don't care if it's off credit or not. Something has to back up that credit, does it not? Yes, of course it does. You're not going to get a loan without some sort of collateral. Well, it works for the banks as well. When you go to any particular part of a city, you're seeing skyscrapers going up. I was just in Arizona, going through Nevada, going to California. California is building everywhere. And I want to tell you something. There's certain parts of California that are absolutely beautiful. If we're so broke, how is it that we have money to keep building? It's like we're doing something to ourselves by chewing on the lie, when in fact it's not a reality. But if we're told that we're in debt, our government that keeps telling us that we're further in debt and further in debt and further in debt, it's interesting how they get richer and richer and richer, but somehow or another, the American people become poorer and poorer and poorer. Well, Bradley, you're not an economist. It doesn't matter. Common sense comes into play. You can't build if you ain't got the money to build it. The bank's got the money to build a house. The bank's got money to build businesses. Where are they getting all that money from? They're indebting the American people. They're enslaving the American people. Because in many ways, they're enabling the American people to live off credit, to enslave themselves so they can be debtors to the lenders. That's a perfect example of what a slave really is. Now let's go back to this. We're talking about blessed poverty, give me more. When you enable these people with your money to continuously do the things that they do, you're enabling them to continuously live that very way. They don't have to help themselves. You're destroying those people that are asking for help. Now, for the last 4 minutes, I need to turn this, lest anybody should ever accuse this boy of not being generous. That is the furthest thing from the truth. And I'm not going to even begin to try to justify what we've done over the last 20 years in this ministry, even doing high school assemblies and raising the finances to do high school assemblies all over the country because of federal cuts, baloney. It's interesting, even when we would do high school assemblies, we were told about all these federal cuts. And then we would get there and we see that the schools had brand new uniforms and they had brand new gyms, brand new swimming pools. No, they just put the money where they wanted the money to go. They don't want to educate the kids. They want to entertain the kids. That's what they want. They're enslaving them by dumbing them down over and over and over again. And it has everything in the world to do with what we're talking about right now. But on a positive, giving to the poor. We were in Washington, D.C., and we were at a Fuddruckers. And while we were there, I was standing in line, and I remember it was cold out. I remember that. And it was the fall time. And I seen this black kid sitting up on top of a back wall. I think he was either sitting there. Buggy, was he sitting there or was he standing there? He was standing there. I just remember seeing him through my peripheral to my right when I walked in. And just instantly, he walked up to me and he said, would you buy me something to eat? And there was no hesitation. There was really no check with this kid at all. This was a blessing for me by God to help this kid that needed to know who he was. And I'm telling you this right now by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you that he was asking the Lord for help. And the Lord blessed me and my family, and he led me into that building to be an answer to prayer instantaneously. And as he looked at me, he said, can I get you to buy me something to eat? I said, what do you want? And he looked up at the menu and he said to me, I'll have that. I said, no, dude, you get what you want. If you want to eat, let's get you something to eat. So he went from, the medium to the large on what he wanted, because I wanted to make sure that he got the full blessing from my father through this punk, me. And I remember it was a chicken sandwich and it was a dinner. And I just did it with an open hand. And, Martin Luther said God put five fingers on your hand so money would fall through. Well, this is one of those particular situations where it was a total blessing. How did I know it was totally the Lord? How did I know it was a blessing? Because my kids, after he got his food, went over, sat at a table, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. And my children came back to me and said, Dad, that kid that you just bought his dinner for him, he's over there praying in the corner at the table all by himself with nobody around. Nobody knew. He didn't think anybody was watching him. He was thanking the Lord. And by the way, before he walked away, I said, I want you to know this came from the Lord, from his preacher boy, is what I told him. And that kid went over there and he thanked the Lord for the food that he had. And I'll tell you what, that was such a blessing. And when the scripture comes to mind that it's blessed, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. That was one of those rarities. That was the diamond in the rough and the opportunities to actually help somebody that needed the help. And the Spirit of God was right there to answer that young man that was asking for help. And I was just the one that was blessed enough to be a part of that answer. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.